Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is your Friday review show. Now, last week, didn't have a Friday review show for specific reasons. I actually talked about that on Wednesday's episode, so you can go back and listen to that if you are remotely interested in why there wasn't one. But otherwise, you know, today I kind of want to touch on last week's episode and maybe a little bit this week's episode too. So last week I talked about the Marvel Universe and how father figures influence the creation of heroes or basically the problems of the things going on there. But this week too, I talked with Dr. Junaid Niazi, who also is a nerd dad like myself. And next week we're going to talk Star Wars and dad. So make sure you check in next week for that. But really, you know, I'm not going to lie. This last week's been a little tough for me and our kids for whatever reason, maybe because they're boys, which I hate to stereotype, but we know boys and girls act differently at younger ages. They've been fighting with each other like nonstop. It's crazy. And it's been driving me a little insane too. And I've been having to sadly look at how I'm responding to them when they're acting these ways. And because it's very easy as dad to kind of fight aggression with aggression. I'm again not talking about, you know, hurting your kids or abusing your kids or anything along those lines, obviously. What I'm talking about is your kids are doing something, you keep telling the staff they don't, so you raise your voice or you insert yourself between them to physically stop them and those kind of things. And sometimes you have to ask yourself, is this the right way to do it? And it was interesting because this week at church, family ministry pastor is the one who gave the sermon, and he talked about Batman. And he talked about how in our world, when you're looking at the hero universe, but really in the world in general, we look at it as the only way to conquer something is through physical altercation, right? So Batman became Batman to fight injustice, but the only way to fight injustice was to be physically stronger than those people, right? That's the only way you stop them is by being the stronger person. And when you look at hero movies, so Marvel Universe, DC Universe, Star Wars, whatever, it's usually the strongest that prevails, right? It's the person who is able to hurt the other one more is the one that comes out on top. And, you know, the whole sermon was kind of talking about how when you look at our world and you look at different countries and how things have spread, you know, it's the people who are on top are typically the ones who had the strongest military, the ones that could conquer those around them. And we kind of have this idea ingrained in our heads, right? Into our physique, into our genetics, whatever, that strength prevails. And I can't help but think about that looking at my boys fighting with each other. Because when your kids are fighting like that over the dumbest things, it's really just a practice of domination, right? Who is the one who's going to end up on top? Who is the one that's going to win? And, you know, as the sermon's going on, that we actually brought our two boys to what we call big church. So when they have to actually sit in church with us this week, when they actually gave this sermon, and I had to look at them and be like, I hope you're getting something from this now. Probably not, because I think it was hard enough for them to pay attention. Well, actually, our 8-year-old did well. Our 5-year-old was complaining how tired he was. But, you know, you can't help but look at them in those moments and be like, okay, this has to be some other kind of message to me. And so, you know, me being a Christian, to me, it spoke to me a lot. And it meant a lot to me in terms of the service there. Now, with that said, though, it's that question is, as a dad, what is my role here? How do I change this? Now, number one, I can change my response, right? Instead of getting angry and frustrated and those kind of things when they're acting that way. So don't meet aggression with aggression. Find a different way to meet it. So is it with compassion? Is it inserting yourself? But instead of being like physical to insert yourself and pushing them away from each other, you force them both in and hug you kind of thing. And you say, hey, I'm not going to stop hugging you guys until you stop fighting or something. Maybe you do something silly like that. So then you're not doing a show of force, you're doing a show of compassion. obviously, we teach them that fighting's never the right answer, and teach them that even if somebody's done something wrong to you, don't do something back to them that's mean. So, you know, we talked a little bit about that last week in the Marvel episode, talking about Shang-Chi and the idea of revenge and those types of things. And so we teach those lessons to our kids. But it's always that question of, does it stick? And maybe in the big situations, obviously it does. But, you know, when it's brother v. brother there, it doesn't seem to always stick well. And I have to say to myself, okay, number one, this may just, you know, this is that animalistic brain that we have, right? We have this primitive brain and a more critical thinking brain. We know this, right? And so it's those primitive instincts that tend to kick in with our kids, and they don't know how to flip it over to the critical side yet. And I recognize that. So I understand as a dad, that's my job to help them learn that. But it's so exhausting every day to deal with that. And I'm sure if you're a parent of multiple kids or even just one kid, you can relate in one way or another on how exhausting it is to constantly be in battle with that primitive brain of theirs taking over and trying to teach them to have that critical brain kick in. Because I know for me it is, I know for my wife it is, because sometimes you just want to sit and it doesn't always work out. But I just wanted to comment on that because, you know, talking with Dr. Niazi, I kind of had mentioned how he had his kids are younger than ours, and he's got a boy and a girl. And I was like, oh, hopefully that'll be better. And he's like, eh, they're both energetic, so not as much. And so it'll be interesting to see what that difference is between having a boy and a girl. You know, I know for us, for me growing up, I had two sisters. Now, both my sisters were awesome hockey players, and they could probably both beat me up when we were growing up pretty easily. And so, but, you know, we never fought. We were never physical. And maybe that's because there wasn't so much of this, you know, boyhood mentality of these primitive brains in the household, and the female brain took control. And that's why we just didn't have a lot of bickering and fighting. It's possible. I have no idea. But obviously, you guys know, I'll keep you guys updated on how things go here. It just made me think about it. And, you know, having a church service where the sermon is pretty much speaking to your mind of what was going on literally that morning, it's a pretty cool thing to experience. So, hope you guys are doing well. Remember, if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe, leave a review, share this with a friend, and we'll see you next week.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.